Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now back to our Warriors preseason special, live from Pier 39 with Evan Giddings and Daryl the Guru Johnson.
Yeah, we got people rolling by from all around, from the left, from the right, right down the middle. If you head down the middle of Pier 39, you cannot miss us. Giddings the Guru here.
San Jose Jazz fan right in front.
And Mrs. San Jose Jazz
look
fan.
At
Jermaine pulling up as well.
Zucci.
Now, you said he had a little Barry Bonds in him.
He didn't like that, but that's like when, you know, I used to get Denzel, now or Tracy Morgan, I get mad. So he didn't like the Barry Bonds guy. But he reminded me from the side view, he got a little Barry in him.
Now, but before we talk a little bit more Warriors with Zaza Pachulia, I got to ask, because this is something, how long do you want to be Denzel? Because Denzel's starting to show.
Oh, it's over, because Chris Paul
more.
Looks like him. No. Remember I told you media day, I said, he looks like, Chris Paul looks like the equalizer.
We might have to start calling him that. And I don't know whether it's one, two, or three.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
but we're all, both of us are aging.
Hey,
but
look,
I'll take the glory, Denzel. How about that, Ian?
Yeah, that's No, Chris Paul, God love him. In fact,
he looked just like him.
I might have got a little bit of a bad rap in his time here, but yeah, he was walking. I'm just like, that looks like the
equalizer.
Equalizer two.
No
He's
doubt.
Moving towards
that
equalizer three by the end of this season. That's going to be a team that is. Well, they got a lot of problems right now in L.A., but that might be a team to keep an eye on as well. The Los Angeles Clippers, for one of those teams that. The Warriors are going to be competing with for one of those six spots, because last year, obviously, they finished seventh. It was by a game. It actually came down to that Sunday, the final game of the season against the Clippers. I thought it was the best game of the year.
I love that, and it
especially
was.
Especially for the Warriors.
Yes, no doubt.
But that was the difference between them being a six seed and being a seven.
Yeah, no doubt. And it's kind of funny, real quick here, E, I'm in the Hall of Fame of stepping on people when they're talking, but you and Tim Roy were talking about teams in the West, and I got to say this to you. You guys didn't mention Dallas. And I got them as if they can get healthy, you know, do you give them a chance, or could you understand how some people could be in that line of watch out for the Mavs?
I think they'll be good.
Anthony Davis had a 15, but look at the big man.
There he is.
Yeah.
Maybe without Kyrie,
what's up, baby?
How you doing? Zaza Pachulia joining us courtesy of River Islands. Discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop. All right here, Pier 39, live Warriors preseason special, Giddings Guru, Zaza Pachulia. How you doing, Zaza?
I'm pretty good. Listen, let's make a deal.
Look at him.
Yeah.
Let's make a deal.
Okay.
Amazing weather. Sun is shining.
No doubt.
View is spectacular. I want to stay here as long as possible.
There it is.
I hope you guys have a lot of questions. I'm not leaving.
Oh,
we
man.
Got him.
I want to stay here.
Zaza. Yeah, he said he wants to stay.
You want Ricky Henderson? You want to lead off?
Yeah. No, I'll say this, Zaza. I always tell you this every time I see you, and I mean it. You look like you could still play.
Half court.
And how are your sons doing? Because they were hooping last time we talked.
Yes.
They still are. Getting after it?
Well, they're better. They're taller.
Okay.
They're faster. You know, that's the beauty of being young, right?
So, no doubt.
You know, most importantly, they love the game, and you know, they had an amazing summer. We spent whole summer in Europe working on the game. You know,
wow.
You know those Europeans know how to
look
play.
Look at him.
So I think, you know, combination of obviously they're born and raised here,
okay.
And understanding American culture, and you know, they've been individually training a lot, and going to Europe, it's more a team concept, right? So. Now, hopefully, they're gonna connect the dots,
okay.
And you know, understanding, take the individual strength and you know, putting in the team concept. I think it's pretty special.
Okay, so. Speaking of strength, and I told Evan I was gonna ask you this coming in. QP3, I mean, he was a fine. He's got the J roll. He can shoot it with the best of them. But you used your girth. You threw it around. You were thick down there.
Tim Roy said to call you Mr. Screen Assist.
There it is. I could remember. And Evan for the save. How does a guy like – how does his offseason look to go to the lab, keep that shot, but add some thickness so, you know, when he's banging down there or maybe he doesn't come off the court when the team needs that, how does that happen? And, you know, how do you go about that at that size?
Yeah, that's a good question. Actually, we had this conversation right after the season. You know, after he had an amazing rookie year, in my opinion, right?
Yeah.
So a lot of people did not expect what was coming.
Yeah.
Right? So this guy had so much confidence and shooting three, was not hesitating shooting the three, taking the threes at all. And that was pretty amazing. I mean, you don't see that from the rookie, right? You know, have that much confidence, right? And then kind of green light every time he touched, you know, he was open, he was letting fly. And, you know, he helped us a lot. And, you know, what's next? I mean, that's a really good question, especially being young and rookie, right? So, you know, you don't expect a rookie coming in and, you know, have the whole package, right?
Yeah.
So it's a process, right? And you know, you're going to look at a 10-plus-year career, hopefully, right? So even now, we had this conversation. Obviously, coach has been helping a lot. But, you know, as a big man, it's a big man. You know, so what do you think? I said, well, you know, amazing job this year. But one thing, you know, if I were you, I would just add more inside interior
know,
presence,
okay.
Right? So, you know, how you do that, as you say, like, you know, being stronger, you know, being more dominant and understanding when to pop, when to roll. And, you know, he's been in the gym, actually, lifting a lot of weights. And I'm excited for him. I'm excited, you know, for him to see year two, what he has to offer.
Zaza Pachulia joining us on 95.7 The Game, live here at Pier 39 for our Warriors preseason special. So, Zaza, we heard were you at practice earlier today?
I was at a practice.
So,
look at him.
Of what you can divulge, just what are you feeling about this specific group? Obviously, it built on last year's team that got to the Western Conference Finals, perhaps a Curry injury away from getting to the Western Conference Finals. You know, what have you gauged from this group? I know it's early still. They got their first preseason game tomorrow. But what have you made so far about this team?
I see the excitement. You know, the guys are excited to be back, and everybody is excited. The additions we had, and you know, we're excited to see our young guys getting better because they spend a lot of time in the gym, and I think they got better, all of them. So when you think about that, you know, with adding a couple veteran players, mm-hmm. right? So again, Al Horford is a perfect example. Mm-hmm. And actually, today he had a couple plays that he made a play. He didn't score, but he made the right decision, right play, and then. You know, I was watching the practice with a couple of the front office guys, and we just looked at each other that, you know, that's exactly what he does, and that's exactly what we needed, right? So, again, adding another veteran who knows to play this game right way and make the right decision, he's going to help everyone. You know, he's going to help the veteran players, he's going to help the young players, because, and plus he can shoot the three, you know, he has inside presence, he can shoot the three, he talks on defensively, so that's the type of player you want, right? So that makes you excited. And you know, the young guys also, you can tell they have more confidence because, you know, they put a lot of work in the gym, you know, so it was a long summer, you know, so
yeah.
And when you combine all these things together and you still have Steph Curry, you still get Draymond, you still got Jimmy, and Raymond Reeder will be mad if I don't mention
Art
this.
Like,
when Jimmy, Draymond, and Steph play together, I think it was 28-7, right?
Wow.
You know, so again, strength in numbers.
Yeah.
And, you know, they combining all those things together makes you excited.
Zaza, before I had the headphones on, I was a fan. I have the headphones on now. I'm still a fan. So from afar, I look at this Warrior team and mainly the whole Jonathan Kuminga situation, which is now resolved. But as a fan, I look at him and I just see the potential. And selfishly, I wanted him on the Warriors. He's on the Warriors now. But, you know, it's easy for me to say maybe the role that he covets is not, you know, here yet. But maximize maybe being the first guy off the bench. There would be games I expect you to finish. If you were to have a conversation, and maybe you have, what would you tell Kuminga for the immediate on how to maximize your gifts that we saw in the Minnesota series, you know, in the playoffs after getting DMPs? But he can be a plus, man. And when I say Kuminga, like, what comes to your mind?
Yeah, a lot of things, actually. You know, I think our coaches did a great job, you know, communicating with him and in explaining, listen, like, this is a team we're playing for the championship, right? Mm. So understanding you only have Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy, right? So these are the guys, and then rest of it, you know, need to be around. It doesn't mean that we're limiting you with anything, but like same time understanding your role and how you can help this team, right? It's a kind of puzzle thing, right? Yeah. So you need to fit in, but like same time we love what you do, you know. And when you look at our roster, whatever he brings, I don't think anybody else
and
has
that's
it.
That's what we've been right? saying so, to me.
Yeah, I think it's kind of a little bit complicated where, you know, you're young, you're trying to do everything. And you see the potential, you have confidence, you know, that you can play, you can do so much more, but like same time, you have to pick and choose. You know, you got to understand, like, how can I help this team? How can I be productive? How can I be efficient, right? So it's not about, like, numbers, but it's about, like, whatever I do helps this team to win, and win the games and win the championships, wow. right? So because this is the time, right? So, again, maybe 5 years later, like, we'll be having different kind of conversation, but... Because I have this experience when I joined this team, okay. you know, myself, you know, D West, right? And, you know, we have so many players coming off the bench where they've been the starters before, you know? So, again, we didn't face this kind of issue, right? Because we understood, like, and there was a communication. Like, Steve, when I signed with the Warriors, Steve told me, like, hey, I expect you to play 18 minutes per game, you know, plus minus, right?
He let you know.
Yeah, exactly. So I knew what to expect, and I had to make adjustments. And year before, I was in Dallas, and I was averaging 30 minutes a game, averaging double-double. But understanding, maybe this year is not going to be a double-double, but I'm gonna do my job the best way as possible. I'm going to maximize it. So I think being young, it's very hard to, like, connect those two things together. But, you know, this is year five, so... I can't wait to see JK because, like, he's a special player, right? So I think he can help us tremendously, right? So as far as he focuses on things that he knows that he's good at, and if he focuses with the things that he can help this team to win the championship.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station at home on the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. We're chatting with two-time NBA champ for the Warriors, Zaza Pachulia, live here at Pier 39 for our Warriors preseason special. You mentioned Al Horford, and I think everyone expects him to be a big plus for this team. You had a chance to play with him in Atlanta. What do you remember playing alongside, obviously, a much younger Al Horford, but what he was like as a teammate with the Hawks?
Amazing teammate. One of my best friends. I was just
talking
to Lucas about... you know, some years that I spent with him in Atlanta. We
he
both were young.
Lucas's name.
Yeah, of course.
Wow. Luke!
You know, him being from Dominican Republic, obviously, you know, it's kind of international bond a little bit. And, you know, we really got connected. And even though I left Atlanta, he stayed there for a couple of years before he moved on to the Celtics. You know, we stayed in touch, you know, off season. You know, we tried to get together in Europe and when we were traveling. So, things I remember him when he joined Atlanta Hawks. We are a young team, and we hadn't made the playoffs, right? So, Al came. We drafted Al, top pick, and he won the back-to-back championship in college.
Wow!
With Florida. So he everybody was so excited. Like, that's exactly what we needed. Like, you know, we were right there actually to make the playoff appearance. So he brought this winning mentality and doing the little things, right? So showing us, because we were same age, so it's very hard to tell and say, hey man, you should do that, but he would lead by example, you know, and then we were just like, oh, okay, like I see what, you know, what it takes. And, you know, we start winning and winning, and we made the playoffs in 2008.
Yeah.
Played against the Celtics in the first round and, you know, took them to
the
seven-game series. So my point is, like, you know, he brought something that what we exactly needed, but he's a winner. He's a winner. He was, you know, he had an amazing college career, super coachable, super smart, and good person, good human being in the locker room, on and off the court.
I love it. Now, I refer to Draymond Green, who's so unique and one of a kind, the Junkyard Dog. That's my nickname for him. But I read the other day, and I was kind of shocked to you kind of hear about it, but he talked about playing the five and what it would do to his legs in the second half of games. And to kind of hear it, you know, see it in print, I was like, we kind of knew it and we talk about it, but hearing him say that, what does Horford represent for him to kind of alleviate some of them duties at the five to keep him fresher at this age?
Hey, I'm not worried about it. You know why? Because we, you know, the depth we have in the team, right? You know, in every possession. Like, you know, even talking about centers, you know, we have a pretty deep team. So I think, you know, we have very experienced coaching staff, and, you know, Steve is amazing, understanding the players and what they need, and, you know, he's going to have a short-term and long-term vision as well, and understanding, you know, our goal is to play in June, you know, so I think he's gonna control that part, so I'm not worried about it.
Well, Zaza, talking about, you know, some of the older players, I do want to ask you about some of the younger guys. We spoke about Jonathan, but Pajemski, Moody, mentioned Post. A lot of players in sort of the younger categories, even at Trace Jackson Davis. What role do you expect them to play on this team? You mentioned the depth. There's going to be nights where Al's not going to play, where Jimmy, Draymond's not going to play. Curry somehow is still playing 75 games a year. I don't know how. But there might be nights where he has to miss. What are you expecting as far as the step forward for some of those younger players on this team?
Yeah, I think those younger players already know how it works, you know, so you don't need to worry about it. I mean, maybe we all need the reminders, right? So maybe you remind them and say, hey, you know, the last couple of years, you know, you know, there were ups and downs, and sometimes you were playing, you know, a couple of games in a row, and then a rotation change, and recording who we're playing. But, you know, those guys have experience, so, you know, you don't have to worry as much. You just kind of worry about maybe reminding them. But listen, like, those guys are ready, in my opinion. Like, you know, so far in the training camp, all those guys look so good. You know, so good, no complaints about it. They're in great shape. You know, they're motivated, they're excited, and, you know, they're ready for it. Because, you know, kind of, you guys mentioned, like, you know, if Steph didn't get injured, right? So, who knows? You know, maybe we'll be another ring, you know? but they're also understanding. You know, they're young, but they're smart. You know, they're smart enough, and, you know, they kind of make them excited as well for this opportunity, and understanding winning is not easy. You know, it's very hard. So, you know, I think they see the perfect opportunity this year, and, you know, they're going to do everything that's possible to help the team to win the championship.
Zaza, I swear you just read my mind, because that's where I was going. As a pro athlete, and kudos to OKC. Kudos to Minnesota that knocked us out, I'm saying us, 4-1 last year. But we won game one before Steph got hurt. As a pro athlete, do you think that's still fuel? And I know this roster has new additions. It's a new season. But I really feel like, I tell him all the time, he calls me crazy, had Steph not got hurt, woulda, coulda, shoulda, I feel like they were on to something. Do the players never forget? Like, does Curry, is that in the back of his mind where that's kind of fuel to know, yeah, we lost, but boy, had I not got hurt, we might have had some action.
Absolutely. I mean, we never going to know, probably, but I liked our chances. I'm sure you did. Everyone did. I mean, everybody was so confident. That, you know, we were rolling. And so when I mentioned about 28-7, right? So, again, those numbers didn't, you know, shouldn't have fooled us. There was real numbers.
Yeah.
Those are real numbers. Like, you know, probably we shouldn't be expect talking in here like, you know, 2017, where we were 16-1, right? Yeah. It's very hard to, you know, to duplicate that, right? I love their chances. So, I know a year later, you know, the guys are a little bit older, but, like, listen, I think we have enough, you know, to be on top. In my opinion, but like I say, it's still 82 games, right? So it's still, you know, playoffs and matchups and health and whatnot. But, you know, right now, everybody has 0 wins, 0 losses, right? I like our chances.
Zaza Pachulia joining us live here on 95.7 The Game from Pier 39 for our Warriors preseason special tomorrow night against the Lakers.
Let's go.
Of course, in advance, 17 days away from the opener in L.A., which kicks off the NBA season. So you mentioned the 2017 team, and one quote that I do remember afterwards, sort of when everything unfolded, you guys won two of the three. You were part of both of those championships. David West, he had a quote along the lines of, and I'm paraphrasing, you know, you guys don't know what happened behind the scenes, the kind of things that we had to go through. Kerr, the other day, in reference to sort of the Kuminga contract negotiations, referenced something like that. Like, we've been a lot through it before. I'm not asking you to unveil specifically what you guys went through, but how difficult, or maybe not sometimes, was it to deal with the behind-the-scenes stuff? And it feels like now that those distractions from the summer are put to the side, we can focus on basketball. But like, how much do those distractions weigh on you in the middle of a season?
Yeah, I mean, listen, we talked about it. It's not easy, right? It takes so much, and, you know, then you include the luck as well. Mm-hmm. That's why, you know, leadership, it's why having the right type of guys, like, you know, the fits the culture and, yeah, you know, understanding this is about the team, and, you know, we always say just us, right? And, you know, really understanding the meaning of that and really understanding team concept and, you know, helping and playing your role. And, like, I was, for example, when I was playing, I was frustrated. I said, I knew that I could have done more. I could have played more. I wanted to play more. And they still would come to me and say, you go, like, Zaza, I love you. I love you, man. Because, like, I'd rather coach the player that wants to play more versus the side, like, other way, right? So, because you want it, you care. Right, and that's awesome. And then I say, you know what, coach, you're right. And, you know, hey, I'm ready. Whatever you need, I'm here. Right, so it's not easy. Right, it's not easy to and coach has to prepare the team, and then be a mentor, and, you know, kind of make sure your mind is the right place. Right, so you're ready mentally and physically. Right, so you have so many things, you know, to think about, like, during the season. Right, so. Those are the kind of details I want to talk about myself. Like, yeah, you know, even though, like, initial conversation between Steve and I was like 18 minutes, right? So then you play 18 minutes, says, gosh, I can't, like, I'm a perfect fit because setting the screens, being tough and, like, rebounding, playing defense, making the plays, all that. And I had the most plus minus. Why I don't play more, right? So it's just like, right, you know, there's a natural feel. You know, there's being competitive. Like, I don't think it's negative. It's more positive. But still, you have to be aware of those kind of things. Another thing I can share with you guys was when I first, you know, when the season started, when I first signed with the Warriors, you know, I was thinking a lot. Suddenly, like, following on my social media grew, like, tremendously, right? And so much negativity. But we've been winning. Like, I know we're not playing best basketball, mm-hmm, you can feel it, you can tell, but we're still winning though, right? So, and it got me thinking, I said, why so much anger? We're winning, what these people want? And then Steve calls me, you know, after practice, and, you know, he started with icebreaking questions, as to how, like, the California and, you know, Bay Area and whatnot. So, and he goes, like, I see you thinking a lot. And I said, yeah, I do. I said, how do you know? And he said, well, it affects your decision making, because I said, we know how, like, what can you do? You know, you never miss the backdoor passes, but, you know, when you're thinking that pass, like, you know, 1 second later, the weak side defense is already there, so it's a turnover, right? So, and I said, Coach, I don't understand why so much negativity, you know, outside of the court and especially social media. I said, we're playing good. I said, we don't win the championship. We have so much talent, like, this is the best team I have ever seen. And he goes, like, who's your head coach? I said, well, you are. I said, what about assistant coaches? And he goes, like, well, you know, Mike Brown, Ryan Adams, Q. Yeah. And I said, what about the teammates? I said, where are you going from here? You know, such a staff and, you know, Clay, KD, Draymond. I said, exactly, that's what matters. Like, you know, it's about how we feel about, you know, towards you. And so we freaking love it, right? And that drive back home, that moment was game-changing. I'm telling you, it was such an amazing experience for me and life lesson, right? So it's exactly, you know, it's about the team and the guys that you're playing with in locker room, right? So actually shut down the, you know, social media totally and say, it's about my teammates. It's about, you do my teammates love playing with me? And say, you know, and do I help them? You know, do I make it easier for them, right? So, and I think I was back to normal. And you know, those are the kind of challenges also that, you know, comes with it, right? So make sure everyone is motivated. Make sure everyone's mind is in the right place. And, you know, we're on the same page. And you just pray off the court things, you know, doesn't go bad, because at the end of the day, you spend a couple hours in the gym together and then rest the rest of the time you spend outside. And so many distractions can happen, especially we're living in an era where social media is dominating. So everyone has opinions, right? So
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Unfortunately, players read and listen, right? So that's why it's important communication, like constant communication and kind of reminding each other, so why we're here, right? So what is the goal for this year? And reminding each other, like, this is what I need you to do, and keeping each other accountable. So again, it's easier to say, but like, you know, when you have 15 different personalities, you know, it's kind of tough.
Dude, Evan, I feel like we're at a seminar for communication. I mean, those are real inside, you know, locker room stories. And I got to tell you this, the other morning Steve Kerr was on, I'm glad Evan mentioned Kerr, he was on a podcast and said, you know, every team goes to about two or three fights a year, and I spit out my Red Bull, like, what? The average fan, how shocked would they be? Because I know it's a brotherhood, and it's your guys are family, but how shocked would we be with the dynamics of how guys get along and maybe have, you know, because families fight, you know, and they get back together, but that happens in pro sports, right?
Yeah,
it does. I mean, it happened even 17, 18 years. Yeah. Like, you know, because, you know, we are competitors, man. Like, you know, it's emotional. It's a long season when you're talking about 82 games, the preseason plus 82 games, and then playoffs, you know, playing time up and down, right? And, you know, the media is saying, oh, you know, he's not playing good, or, you know, or there's so many things that everyone, as I mentioned, everyone has his own opinions, right? So when you listen, you get caught up in, like, you know, am I in a good place? Am I in the right place? So why I'm not getting, you know, more? And is it going to affect my contract? Like, you know, so many things to think about. So that's, but then, you know, it gets emotional, right? But That's why you need players like Al Horford. Mm. That's why you need the players like Jimmy Butler, right? So that's why you need players like Sean, Andre, D. West, wow. and Zaza, right? You know, veterans, the old school mentality, you know, tough guys, enforcers, where, you know what, we're going to make sure, because D. West and I, we talked about it before the season started, and is it like, you know, because, you know, we were in the same draft class, 2003, and we were like, how can we help this team? You know, well, he came from San Antonio, I came from Dallas, we both had, you know, pretty good careers for us. How can we help this team? And one of the conversations, we all the topics we had was like, hey, we want to make sure Steph, Clay, and KD has clear mind, right? And they are able to do whatever they're best at, right? So they just hope, they just play, they, you know, nobody messes with them. Like, not opponent, not coaches, not front office, you know, we're just going to, like, bodyguard them, literally, right? So nobody can mess with our guys, right? So that was one of the things we said. And, you know, I think we succeeded.
Yeah. I'd say so, two championships later. Well, Zaza, I know you said you'd stay around forever, but unfortunately we got to hit a break here. And I want to let you also enjoy some of the sunshine and some of the
Zaza.
People, too. So, really, thank you so much for your
appreciate
time.
You,
we appreciate you coming on,
That's
man.
That's real stuff, man.
You guys.
Zaza Pachulia with us live.
Got hands of a boxer, man. Man, those, you got some palms.
Those hands set some screens, too, now, helping the two championships, no doubt about it. We'll have more at Pier 39 coming up after this. The Warriors preseason special live on 95.7 The Game.
Now back to our Warriors preseason special, live from Pier 39 with Evan Giddings and Daryl the Guru Johnson.
Well, we are live here at Pier 39 again, all to get you set. Tomorrow's preseason game, 5:30 against the Lakers, Bronny James and Co. at Chase Center. Basketball's right around the corner, Goo. Yeah. Zaza's here. We had Tim Roy. We got Festus Azili coming up a little bit.
Big man.
Azabuka. We got a lot of people coming by.
But I got to – why did Pasta say we're hot? We're pretty good, two good-looking dudes. We know that, Pasta. You don't have to remind us.
Well, in the business, that means that our mics are
hot.
Oh,
my bad, Pasta.
It means when we're talking to Matthew, we're talking to a San Jose
Jazz
fan.
Shout out, Matthew. Yeah, him and his dad.
When we're talking to a lot of our wonderful listeners and some of the new people coming in, he just wants to let us know we got to shut our yap before we come back on the air. You know?
Way to back me up on bad joke. Yeah, I knew with the hot ones.
No, I know. I got you.
Hey, Zaza, man. I mean, we don't know truly. We talk about it, but what teams go through. You know, all these pro teams, man, you never know. And that's what makes it special when you could get to the mountaintop. And David West a few years ago, what you asked Zaza, you know, you wouldn't believe what we had to go through. But I get it, Evan.
Well,
like, that's a part of it,
man. The interesting part about Zaza, too, is when he got to Golden State and he said that, you know, his following blew up a little bit. There was a lot more in the distraction column. That was year... if I want to be precise, 14 for him.
Man.
That was his 14th season in the NBA. So he was already a veteran. And mentioned, obviously, he'd played in Atlanta with Al Horford. But even to a 14-year veteran,
man,
the social media aspect and a lot of the kind of bigger, you know, I guess, eyes that are on you naturally when you get to a place like Golden State, it even surprised someone like him. So for a lot of the younger guys on the team, you know, the Moody's, the Pods, the Post, the Kamingas, hey, I can't imagine what they're going through under the age of 25.
Yeah, and I'll say this, Evan. I know they have the rookie, what is it, Imposium or some, you know, where they tell you about how to do with your money or whatnot. I wonder if they've added how to deal with social media. The fact that he could tell us, you know, how the comments and the jackals we deal with what we do. I mean, it's powerful, but, you know, if you know how to deal with it right, all Coach Kerr told Zaza, and I love the message, was all that matters is what the guys here in this locker room think of you.
Well, and that's why
I was like, that moved me, man.
I do think that someone like Steve Kerr is uniquely suited for that because he's been here for such a long time and has seen the rise and now – hopefully, on the edge, okay, you know, towards the end of the dynasty, maybe one last push. But there's someone who has been through the media circus. At a time, this was and still is to some extent the most covered team in the NBA.
No doubt. How many? 37? I forget the primetime games, but it's up there.
Well, yeah. I mean, gosh, don't
they're
even get me started.
Top.
I mean, if you include Peacock and Amazon and CBS and all these different – We're talking about it yesterday.
I need an Excedrin.
How
right
many
now.
Different channels do I need to watch the Warriors?
And where's
this year?
Ernie, Chuck, and Shaq? Or
they're on ESPN now.
For one time, and then we don't see them till Christmas, I think.
Well, yeah, and I'm sure they're not complaining about not having to work. I don't know. But, no, it used to be, I find all my Warriors coverage on NBC, ESPN, TNT.
Yeah.
And now there's like four different mediums, and two of them are behind paywalls. So, I don't know. Maybe when I'm doing taxes next year, I could just write it off.
Hey, what about how I asked Tim Roy about you getting into business? He said, read. And you read, Evan.
Well,
before that, you read a lot. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
I check that box in my head like my boy reads.
You got to have a voracious vocabulary in order to be able to
look
put
at
some
the Warrior
words
fans
together.
Out here, Evan. They're ready.
You do. I mean, look, and actually, one thing I've noticed, too, is there are a lot of people who, look, obviously, this is a big tourist destination. Yeah. You hear a lot of different languages outside of English whenever you walk through the city, but particularly Pier 39. And it feels like some of those people even are stopping by just to see what's going on. And look, 95.7 The Game is always looking to extend its outreach. And we've had a couple fans, too, that have called in from overseas this time. So it's cool to see. Obviously, the Warriors are a global brand. Let's see if 95.7 can get out there.
Yeah, we got P1s everywhere.
Yes, we do.
Different countries.
Yeah. Evan Ginnings, Daryl the Guru Johnson. We are live here at Pier 39. Again, learn more at pier39.com. Celebrating an awesome anniversary here. You got drinks on the go, street dancing, street performers, locals only deals, and of course, one of a kind Pier 39 flavor. All in advance of the Warriors preseason that kicks off tomorrow against the Lakers at Chase Center. Tickets still available at warriors.com. And even if it sells out, you can get all your future tickets again at warriors.com. So make sure to look out for all the good stuff happening. You know, Gu, one thing that I've been thinking about, and we'll talk about it with Festus Ezeli, who's going to come up in just a little bit here. Bonte Hill behind him, Kalena Azubuike as well. They'll be around afterwards if you want to stop by, take pictures, shake hands, and chat and all the rest. Is, you know, just where the Warriors see themselves. Because I think more than ever, specifically in the West, they're just because you are a certain seed, and we've learned this, I think, the last two trips to the playoffs for the Warriors, and just watching the NBA at large. Your seeding doesn't necessarily define your ceiling. The Warriors last year defeated a 2-seed. That team had a better regular season than them. They caught the Houston Rockets when they're a little younger. They're a much different team. But just because you are a 7 or a 6 doesn't necessarily mean, like the Minnesota Timberwolves, you still can't make a run in the playoffs. And I think that's where the Warriors are trying to position themselves this year. Yes, the regular season matters. You would like to be out of the play-in if possible, so you got to win games. But what matters is how good you are at full strength when the postseason starts.
No doubt. And, Evan, that's the million-dollar question, right? And I know we could say for every team, but we're here in the Bay, and our team is the Warriors. And to be honest, to be quite honest, that's what knocked us off last year was Curry pulling that hammy.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the rest was history. But I will say, Evan, I am fatigued just as a fan of the Warriors in that playing spot. And that's why I'm so excited when you ask me, you know, what's different or how do you feel about this one with the inception of Jimmy Butler at the beginning of the season. I think this team can really vie for a top four seed. And when I look at last year, how it played out, and you gave kudos to the young Rockets, but what if the Warriors were in position to close that series out and Steph didn't have to log those minutes the last two games after they had lost to the Rockets, you know, before they went and closed them out in 70, you know, is he still, does a hammy go, and are we still playing in another series? So that's what this year represents to me. It's what I want for the team is get that third or fourth seed, and with that comes hell. I get it. Blood, sweat, and tears. But I see no reason for this team to be in that damn cockamamie playing this year with Jimmy Butler from the outset. What did he say, 28-7, Zaza?
Yeah, 28-7.
So if you prorate that, you know what
I mean. Well, that's when they're all together, though. Yeah. But the question is, how many games are they all going to be on the floor together?
Right.
And I would actually, this season, even throw Al Horford into that. I know he's not someone that's going to play 35 minutes a game. He'll probably be in the 25 to 30 range. But this is, I think, one of the better fives. You know, maybe not true 7-foot big body centers in the league. But he's one of the better fives. They have not had one, quite honestly, the last couple of years. Kevon Looney has basically been their most impactful center.
I love me some Looney,
Going back to 2020, really, in this decade, it's been Kevon Looney and then a host of characters, to the extent that Draymond Green had to play the five for the majority of last season because they just didn't have much of an option.
No doubt. Great point, E. And as much as we love Loondog and good luck in New Orleans, the bottom line is Horford is polished. And he can also – he's got some bling to himself, and he can put the ball in the hole. So you're right. It's been a while since they've had kind of this dynamic. And that's why I fell in love, we all did, early on with QP3, you know, with this ability, you know, to be a stretch. But Al is a more seasoned stretch who can shoot and also give you on a good day – you know, that bruiser mentality. But I do love – I got to go back to what Zaza said. You know, we had to protect Steph, Clay, and Dre, even from the other opponents. I love that stuff. The bodyguard, Whitney Houston, rest in peace.
Yeah, I mean, I think they are missing, you know, Zaza. I don't think that they really have a true seven-footer that I feel like is going to, you know, deter an interior presence of some of the best bigs in the West. You know, I think they're still pretty small. But what Al Horford, I think, is going to do defensively is just make Draymond Green's job a little easier.
And
that's what Jimmy Butler did, I think, when he got here last season, and what I'm hoping Al Horford can do as well. So keeping Draymond a little fresher.
The wear and tear, right?
Allowing him to play the safety that when he's at his best, it's like he is just directing traffic on defense. And so that – I'm curious to see how Al Horford helps that because he's also an intelligent player. He's a very smart defender. May not be obviously at his athletic peak anymore when he was blocking multiple shots a game when he was with the Hawks and even at some points in the later stages of his career. But I think that Al Horford to me just adds, you know, a Jimmy Butler-esque flavor to the Warriors.
I like that.
Not as dominant or as talented, but just another guy along those lines.
Yeah, and I'm just curious, Evan, but I'm excited to be curious to see how he fits in, Al Horford being the newbie. But, you know, like you said, I don't know offhand how many back-to-backs the Warriors have, but there we go with TJD, who we haven't talked much about, and he's got more girth. He's thick. So, you know, what's the next level for him when he's out there and gets a shot? Because I don't know if you know Al's nickname. It's Tito. So if Tito Horford, you know, was not playing, you got TJD, you got QP3 that are going to get minutes, and it just boils down to what are you going to do when you utilize those minutes? Are you going to make the coaching staff play you?
Well, and that does remind me of something that Zaza said, which I do agree with, that this team is much deeper than last year's team. So you think about Trayce Jackson-Davis, I think he's going to play at some point this year. He was their opening night starting center last year.
Yeah.
He's their third center on this team. I mean, that, like, 365 days later, you've already added and sort of replenished the depth that, as far as bigs go. Again, I don't think you have a dominant seven-footer, but you have more bodies and different styles to use. I also think they have more shooting on this year's team than they did last year. Number one, they added someone like Horford. Post is obviously a marksman.
Seth.
And they did ask Seth Curry as well. But I just think that there's no way that some of these players don't improve the younger guys I'm talking about shooting the basketball. You know, Pajemski last year had a horrible start to the season, ended up around 37% still, so he shot it all right the back half of the year. I think he can shoot it better from three. I think Moses Moody is someone who was around league average last season.
He was damn near at 40.
He can shoot it better.
No
doubt. I think
he
can shoot it better from three-point range. And Kuminga is someone who I think was around 32 or 33. You know, 2 years ago he was closer north of the 35 mark. Like, I think those are the young guys that I would expect to be able to shoot the ball better. That should help them space the floor more than they had last year.
You got me excited. Let's go. And, Evan, am I doing too much or am I overzealous? Because you know I'm a lineup nerd when it comes to baseball, and it's kind of different, 162 games with the lineup and what it looks like.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming Pods is going to be the one. Would you say, all right, I see what you're putting
behind
down.
Behind Curry?
No, Pods be the point, and Pods be the two, but in the starting lineup. Like it was last year, I got Pods, Curry, Jimmy, Dre, and Horford.
Opening night, perhaps. I mean, I think that is going to change a lot this year. And and it's going to change because also guys are going to miss games. But you're saying, so at full strength, it's
on
Curry,
a game seven,
Pajemski,
exactly.
Moody, Jimmy Draymond or Jimmy Draymond Horford.
Exactly.
Jimmy Draymond Horford.
Like if it were game seven, I think that – or do you have any, you know, another scenario in your mind to where somebody could serve plant pods?
I mean, I think Buddy Hield can do it.
All right.
I think he might even be able to, if Moses Moody shoots the ball better this year, to slide him over.
Okay.
Maybe we can talk about it with Fess Azili joining us.
Look
courtesy
at his outfit,
of
man.
River
this
Islands. Discover the Islands.
To shame, man.
River Islands in Lathrop.
Come on.
Well, look, it's a beautiful day. We got everyone in colors out here at Pier 39. And Fess Azili kind enough to join us here live for
What's
our
up, baby? What's up, fellas?
Fess, how you doing, man?
There's no better view than what you guys have right now. I don't know why you're blocking the water view, though. I guess the sponsors are paying.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I mean, the wind's at our back. I'd personally be
this is
able,
beautiful.
I'd like
this
to turn around amazing. And look at Alcatraz.
Yeah.
But
no,
oh my gosh!
I told him I feel like we're doing a show on a boat. Man.
Yes, yeah. I can feel that. I can feel that. This is beautiful. How you guys doing?
Awesome. I mean, I think, and look, I know Pier 39 is host to a lot of, you know, tourist people from out of town. But as someone who grew up here, is from here, I realize that today I don't get down to areas like this enough. San Francisco has so much to offer, and so I'm glad that we got a lot of people coming by, fans of the station, fans of the Warriors, who get to enjoy this with all of us.
Oh, yeah. But you know what? That always happens. Like, everybody who lives in their city, they never go do stuff like this until friends and family come to visit.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's also part of the reason why I started doing the Festus Feast thing.
Yeah,
I want to show people all the different neighborhoods of the Bay Area and the amazing food that we have. It's really incredible.
Francis, I told him we had a fantasy football draft that got delayed on Treasure Island, so it's going to be an hour or two. I drove solo to the Golden Gate Bridge, parked a car, and just walked over.
Man.
I could do that every day, but I hadn't did it for a while. I just got the car, Jesus, like, this is beautiful.
Golden Gate's pretty far from Treasure Island, by the way.
I know. He took the
trek.
That's quite the detour.
And I was happy I did it. I felt like I was in heaven, man.
You know, one of my favorite videos I've ever made on social media was I was walking down Golden Gate Bridge one day, and this lady sees me. She's in one of the cars of the people who take care of the bridge. And she sees me. She's like, oh, my gosh. So she gets out of the car, comes out to take a picture. And I'm asking her. I'm like, oh, what do you do for the bridge? She's like, yo, I'm one of the people that paints the bridge. Mm-hmm. And she explained to me that bridge continues to get painted all the time.
Wow.
It's like 10 years long to paint it all the way through. And then by the end of it, it's already rusting at the beginning. So you have to keep doing it all the time. So when we see that beautiful bridge, we got to appreciate it.
I didn't know that.
Shout out to the people who take care of our Golden Gate Bridge.
Well, speaking of beautiful things getting painted over, it felt like that's what – oh, and shout out to our local soccer squad coming by.
So much energy out here today.
There really is. And I do want to ask you, Festus, and of course joining us live here for our Warriors preseason special at Pier 39, 95.7 The Game, about the Golden State Warriors. It's funny you mentioned the Golden Gate because I kind of think that's what the Warriors got this offseason. You know, a little bit of a paint over. They already got a ton of history. They got a ton of championships and pedigree on their squad, but they needed a little bit of a paint over. And while it took a long time to get here, I'm looking at this 15-man roster, and I don't see how, whether you're a Warriors fan, whether you're someone from the outside, you can't look at this team and say they're better than last season.
You cannot look at them and think that they're better?
No, I think they are. I'm saying, if you're looking at it from the outside, and how can you not say they're better?
Oh, how can you not say it? Yes, no, they're definitely better than last season. And the Warriors have been, they've been successful. I mean, all the way back to, you know, you can go back to We Believe, but that 2012, when I was a rookie, we started off on this journey together. And it's really amazing to see that Steph Curry, Draymond Green being the constant. They have been able to carry this thing along for a long time, all the way to 2022 when they won the last championship. And since then, I think two out of the 3 years since then, they've been in the semis, in the playoffs. So it is a big deal. Those guys, Draymond is 35,
man.
I want to say. Steph is 37.
He'll be 38 by the end of the year.
Man. 38. And Jimmy Butler is 36, I think. So it's really – I was listening to the broadcast, and Seth Curry, who was a veteran in Charlotte last year, he said he came here, and now he feels like he's one of the young guys. It's kind of a crazy thing. So this is – it's really a testament to the system that they've created here and something that continues to be effective year in and year out.
Now, I don't want to just say this because you're sitting to my left or our left, but I want to give you flowers. You played in the league. And now you, Bonte and Mullen, have something special going on. I follow you, you know, with the pre and post games.
Yeah.
I watch every night, and I feel like I'm in there. And I just follow you on social media, but you're always positive. Like, where does that come from?
I mean, life is short, man. We're only here for a little bit of time. So I'd rather be here for a good time than be here for a long time. And that's kind of how I think about this whole thing. It comes from my family, but it comes from my journey. I came to the United States looking for a better opportunity. I came here from Nigeria, and discovering that orange ball changed my whole life.
Wow.
And I've been able to do so many amazing things. I think, you know, my career only lasted me 5 years long. And with those 5 years, it changed my family's life. And hopefully, with the platform I have, I can change the life of a lot of kids. I go to Africa every year, and I work with kids. So
wonderful,
my positivity
man.
Just comes from the fact that I've been given an opportunity that is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
No, that's love, man. I mean, man.
And, of course, you bring that positivity every single pre and post to Warriors for NBC Sports Bay Area analysis along with Chris Mullen, along with our guy Bonte Hill. He's going to be here in just a little bit, in fact. You know, so
Bonte, my guy.
He's getting nervous. Yeah,
he's getting nervous, man. Especially on those college football Saturdays. You might catch him.
Actually, talking about college football, Vanderbilt is playing Alabama right now.
The Commodores.
I hope you guys are tuning in, because last I checked, we're up 6-0. I don't know what the score is, but let's got to give the Vanderbilt Commodores a shout-out real quick.
And they're actually a pretty good team this year.
Yes, very good. What do you mean pretty good? We are 5-0.
Well, I'm saying,
4-1. Sorry.
So, how many times when you were at Vanderbilt were they top 25?
Under Coach Franklin, we had a pretty good year. I remember we finished that in a bowl game. We beat Auburn, I want to say. But we had a couple years where we had a good team. But Vanderbilt is known as an academic institution. Being in the SEC, we would get our butts kicked in football all the time. So having them be a good team this season and really being there, I mean, Alabama's the top team in the SEC year in and year out. So for Vanderbilt to be in the race right now, that says a lot about what the college has been doing.
Yeah, you said something. You know, you don't take anything for granted. And Evan, I hate to get so mushy on you, but we had Tim Roy, we had Zaza on. And the other night, man, I'm at the house, and I saw Steph at the media day. And I don't want to get all mushy on you, but, man, he may play 5 to 8 more years. But I am appreciating that guy and everything that he's done in year 17 more now than I ever have. If I were to just throw this to you, and you've been a teammate, what does Steph Curry mean to you? Because if you just think about what he's done, where he's at, what he looks like, his physique going into this year, it is truly incredible, man.
You know, we talk a lot of times about once-in-a-generation talent.
Mm.
I think this is once in 10 generations. Beyond just the talent, Steph is the best shooter that's ever touched a basketball. That's already stamped and sealed and delivered, right?
He's
the first ballot Hall of Famer, all those things. But there is a reason why this dynasty has lasted so long. There, you don't see leaders like Steph very often. You don't see a guy who is so dedicated to his craft, who is committed to making his teammates better. And also, he like creates a joyful environment for his team every time. That inspires you to come out there and try to compete. So when you put all these things together, you understand why guys like Kevin Durant have been able to come here. Not just come here. They came here and they were successful. They left even better. Andrew Wiggins came here. He was more of a scorer when he came here, and he became a two-way player. One of the biggest reasons why we won in 2022.
Left as a champ.
He left as a champion. Now, you keep going down the line, and the reason why Jimmy Butler came here and he's fit in so seamlessly without even practicing. Talent to like give a lot of credit to Jimmy Butler, but this system that has been created around Steph Curry is something that you don't see very often. And when you hear guys like Al Horford coming here, he's like, man, I never wanted to leave Boston, but if I was going to leave Boston, it's to go play with Steph Curry. You don't see that often, and I hope that as fans, which I'm a fan now, I hope that as fans we get to really appreciate what we're watching and what we get to see every night, because this is not something you get to see very often.
Festus Ezeli joining us here on 95.7 The Game for our Warriors preseason special at Pier 39. Obviously, with the 2015 team winning a championship and now, of course, a part of NBC Sports Bay Area.
Yes, sir.
You're talking about Curry and allowing someone like Jimmy Butler, who just coming into a locker room like this, you know, Jimmy is someone who has all along his career been the top dog in town. He's had to lead teams. What did you see last year from a Jimmy Butler, knowing that, and he talked about it, how Steph is the man. This is his team. He's Batman, and Jimmy is Robin. Mm-hmm. What did you see from Jimmy Butler, maybe for the first time since he was a young guy with the Bulls, not having the pressure of having to lead the team each and every night, and then now with a full off season, what you think he can become for this year's group?
Well, for one, Jimmy Butler, I think the narrative before he came was that he didn't have the joy, right? And he was trying to get his joy back.
That's what Buddy Hield said.
There's no better person to play with, I feel like, in the NBA than Steph Curry when you want to feel joy. That's one of the principles for the Warriors, right? If you ask Steve Kerr, that's one of his, principles for the team, for running the team. So there is joy in the team. There's joy in ball, in moving the ball, sharing the ball.
Yeah.
There is joy when nobody cares who gets the glory or the credit. You see all that with the Warriors. But I saw that Jimmy brought a different dimension to the Warriors. The Warriors don't play big. They play a lot of small ball. Before Jimmy got here, there was a lot of ball movement around the perimeter. The beauty of the Warriors basketball is they can go inside. Like, people talk a lot about when Steph and Klay Thompson were here as the Splash Brothers, there's all this pressure from the three-point line. Yes. But you had guys like Leandro Barbosa, Andre Iguodala, Sean Livingston, guys that can get easy buckets on the inside. And that's where the offense really works. Those guys get a lot of attention on the outside, and there's guys on the inside that can really punish you. Andrew Bogut, myself, Maurice Spates, all these guys can also go on the inside. So when you think about the dynamic like that, the Warriors lost a little bit of that to start the season last year. Jimmy Butler is a guy that, like, for his size, I don't know how he does it. He's always on balance. He's a strong guard. He's bigger than you would think, plays much bigger than you think, and he's just always going to his right spots. He's always going to get the right shot that he wants, and that kind of pressure also on the inside demands a lot of attention. So you take some pressure away from Steph and give it to Jimmy Butler, and now guys on the perimeter and other guys, the role players, the Gary Paytons, I heard you talking earlier about Buddy Hield. All these guys can get better quality shots. Brandon Pajemski, Trace Jackson Davis. They get better quality shots when both these guys can be effective on the floor.
Speaking of Jimmy, he can back me up. I was overly critical in the playoffs after he took that hard fall in Houston.
Oof.
In the Minnesota series, in the man. Two games where the field goal attempts weren't, Allen Iverson, man, you got to shoot 30 times. How hurt was he, do you think? Because he never once uses his excuse.
No, Jimmy is a warrior, man, and it's fitting that he's here with the Golden State Warriors because he's never going to complain. He's going to be out there limping, and you're not going to know. I think Steph Curry is the same way. I think Draymond is the same way. They're always going to be out there and giving you 100. The fact that they were able to win that first round so handily against the number two seeded Houston Rockets, they made them look like what they were. They made them look young, which is crazy because that was the excuse before the playoffs started. They said the Houston Rockets were too – they were much younger than the Warriors, and they were going to run the old Warriors out of the gym. But you can't buy wisdom, right? Wow. Like that's something that the Warriors have, and that's the way that they, that's why they're so dangerous. Now, when you watch the Minnesota series, hurt Steph Curry, hurt Jimmy Butler. Even with that, that series was still – they won the first game.
Oh,
like, you could kind of see what was
coming. I saw it, yeah.
You know what I mean? So this is why we're so excited about this season. I don't know how hurt Jimmy was at the time. But like I said, he's never going to give an excuse. But I'm excited to see the Warriors have a full offseason, a full training camp together, everybody understanding the scheme. You got to see a little bit of that last year. But Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy in the lineup healthy, they were 26-8, I think. I mean, that's I feel like they're not going to surprise anybody this season.
Festus Azili joining us here on 95.7 The Game, live at Pier 39 for our Warriors preseason special. Giddings Guru with you. So I do have to ask you about Jonathan Kuminga, and obviously he was kind of the talk of the town this summer. Ends up signing a two-year deal, team option on the backside. He's
get your money, JK!
It felt to me like the entire summer the limelight was on him. He gets the deal. He's on the team. The 15-man roster is set. How easy or difficult is it, do you think, to just put all that behind him, and now we can finally talk about basketball? What do you expect from him this season?
The ugly part of basketball is the business of basketball, and you can't ignore it because at the end of the day, everybody gets paid. You're playing for a contract. Even Steve Kerr has a contract coming up, and that conversation is – we haven't talked about that. So – There are contracts, and there's always this battle of trying to figure out how much money you deserve and how much money you can negotiate for. But I've never seen – like, I think maybe because I'm on this side as part of the media, I get to watch and actually listen for what the players are saying as opposed to what people are saying about them, what their agents are saying, because all those things get misconstrued as what the player feels and what he's saying. And I think it's been unfair on JK because a lot of – the narrative around him or about him has been people talking for him. Mm. That's not fair. You have to listen to the young man. He has been somebody who's come out there. Whether he has minutes, doesn't have minutes, he's been out there. He's been competing. And you've had games where, you know, everybody – I mean, you guys play basketball, right?
So when you don't play, 24-hour fitness.
You still play?
Yeah, 25.
Get some wins?
Yeah.
All right, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, you need rhythm to be out there on the court to play. And – for a young guy, when you come out of the floor, you always feel, which is part of the ego, you always feel like you can be on the floor competing and making an impact on the floor. JK has come into games where he hasn't played, he hasn't had a rhythm, and they've depended on him to be a leading scorer, and he's been that. There have been so many games. Think about the Houston Rockets, you know, every Houston Rocket game with JK. They even put him in the game seven against, I think against the Rockets too, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, so these are things that you have to look at those instances. I know he's one of the most talented kids in the NBA. He's one of the most talented young men in the NBA in terms of athleticism, his ability to get to the rim. I think the biggest piece for this team is figuring out how to really implement him into the system. How can you use that speed? How can you use this ability to jump? How can you use that to the advantage of this older team?
Yeah.
Because you need youth as you go through an 82-game season.
Let me ask you about this, and we've been asking about the stars, Curry, Dre, and Jimmy, and I get it, but I want to ask you about TJD because we have
big fella,
GP3. You got to go to the lab, put on some muscle. We know you can shoot. Horford's going to spell Dre at the five. I love that. But I don't know if you have, but what's that conversation like, big man to big man, for TJD to get run and be a part of this lineup?
So TJD and I spent some time with him a little bit this summer, and just look for him to have a big year this year.
Because he's got some size,
there's something to be said for a sophomore slump, and he actually recognized that. I had him on Festus Feast. We had a conversation about what the season looks like coming up. And after the year last year, he had a really good rookie year. Remember the poster on Wemby?
Yeah.
And, you know, you got to think, like, sophomore slump is a real thing. Like, everybody goes through that, you know, and he recognized the fact that, you know, he needed to work more on his finishing. He put more weight on last year. Part of being an NBA player is trying to figure out where your most effective playing weight is, right? So his speed and his athleticism is his strength. And he tried to be stronger last year and kind of negated some of that. So I think this year you're going to look for
explosive. It sounds like that's what you need, more explosive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're going to see a lot of that. And having Al Horford on the roster is also going to help because having another guy who's a big – who you can rely on, who you can talk to. I was the same way as a young player. I had Andrew Bogut on my side. So being able to come to Bogan and be like, hey, I'm playing against this guy. What do you see?
That stuff matters,
what can I
huh?
do? Yeah, because you need the little tricks. You need a wisdom from guys. I mean, Draymond is that guy. But having a guy who is big like you, 6'10", 6'11", and can play the way you can play, I think it gives you an advantage too. So I'm looking forward to seeing that center position. Him, Quinton Post, you know, all those guys playing together, it's going to be big for the Warriors.
Well, and the teams you are on, your moniker was strength in numbers. It feels like there's
Bonte,
back to that.
The
NBC Sports Bay Area in the house. You know, strength in numbers, it feels like this team has a little more of that feel to it than the last couple of seasons because of what you talked about. TJD, QP3 behind Al Horford, a lot of the young guys helping to supplement some of the older players on this team. There's going to be four guys in the starting lineup that are 35 years or older. So as someone who played a part of a team where it was really 1 through 15, all of you guys contributed in your own ways, how important is it for a team to have that kind of depth, and especially reliable depth, where each and every night it could be someone's job to step up?
There's no success in the NBA without relying on your bench. Bench depth mm-hmm. is one of the biggest things, the biggest keys to victory. I mean, look at the teams that went far in the playoffs. Think about Indiana Pacers and the people they dragged from their bench to come out there and perform, and they all did.
Yeah.
You know, and the New York Knicks and how much pressure they put on the coach to go play his bench guys, which they made it to the playoffs. They made it as far as they've made in a long time, and they still fired the coach because he wasn't playing the bench. So I really got to commend the Warriors for going out and making – I mean, De'Anthony Melton is back.
Yep. Yeah.
A guy who, in his short stint with the Warriors last year, I think it was 7 or 8 games, he showed you what he can do and how well he can fit into the system. I love him as a player because one thing he does that is underrated is he gets other guys involved. Like, that's not I think that's a thing that people don't see in the close of the game. Like, if he can get guys, like, you know, talk about TJD. If you can get a big guy a bucket early in the game, then you get him motivated to come out there and block a shot. If I'm seeing the ball in, like, 10 possessions, I'm just running up and down doing track. I mean, I you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So these are some of the things that I think about when I look at the roster compilation. You look at the composition of the roster, and you think about all the little pieces. They took care of things that we don't necessarily even see on the stat sheet. Great teammates, guys that can motivate each other to stay ready when their number is not called, because you got to be ready for when these old guys, some of the older guys, they're going to need rest over the course of the season. So you got to rely on your bench.
I saw Moody take a step in the regular season. Didn't have the best playoff. Wasn't bad, but I put him like, I know what to expect, and he's young and he's growing. What's that next level look like for Moses Moody to you?
Moses is a guy that you can rely on defensively. He's a guy that athletically, he kind of surprises people. He can get to the rim. He always makes the right decision. Another guy who his minutes are up and down, but what you know about him, he's gonna be ready when you put him in the game. So I'm looking to him to take another step forward. A lot of young guys, like Moses Moody is another young guy on this team. A lot of young guys are going to be depended on for this season to be a success. And I can bet my money on all these young guys because I see how hard they've been working all summer long. It's going to be a good year.
Well, look at him.
And looking at this year's team compared to last, it felt like, you know, you really only got the clear picture of this group the last 2 months of the season because of the introduction of Butler. It is pretty crazy, though, thinking about where they were at the start of last season. It was a roller coaster ride. You know, they were on the verge of having things spill over. Steph was talking about the future, keeping picks. You got to think about the future of the organization. It feels like we're back into everyone's all in on this season. And that's what's exciting to me looking at this year's group is there's less look at what's going to happen post-Curry, post-Draymond, perhaps even post-Kerr, and it feels like we're back to it's all about this one season. At least that's how it feels to me. Is that the way you're looking at it?
I started doing this job in 2022 on NBC Sports Bay Area. I started doing this job, and back then, as the season was going along, people were talking already about what post-Steph was going to be. I got to give Steph a lot of credit because every year they still find a way to get back into the game. Yeah, still 3 years later, and we're excited about the season. Last year was really hard. I think, you know, that first half of the season, they started off 13-2.
Yeah, I was worried. It was good then.
It was good back then, and then things just hit the fan, and it just, whether it's injuries or whatever it is, they never could really get the reins back, which they did when Jimmy Butler came. I got to give a lot of credit to Steph. During that time, it felt like the media tried to break him. It felt like people were asking, why aren't you complaining more? Why aren't you asking your front office for more solutions? And Steph was like, I'm trusting the process. And I could see the frustration. I know how much. I've been in the locker room with this guy. This is one of the most competitive people in the NBA. Forget about the baby face that y'all see all the time. He's smiling. He wants to win. And the fact that this team was losing, it felt like a runaway train. Listen to DeAnthony Melton. He was only here for 8 games. He got injured, got traded. He was talking about how he was on the bed recovering from his injury, and he was wishing he was out there helping the guys. This is what this team does to you. They make you want to buy in, want to be a part of it. And I'm excited for everybody that feels like they have something to prove this season. Mm. You've mentioned TJD, DeAnthony Melton. I think Steph and Jimmy and Draymond have something to prove. Jimmy wants to win his first championship. Draymond and Steph still want to prove that they're the best in the game and what they do. And you go down the line of the young guys and what they want to do and what they want to prove as well. So I think this is the right culmination of success for a season. Now, the biggest factor is health.
Yep.
They got to stay healthy, and let's just see how this thing plays out. But it's really exciting to be a part of a team right now, to see this team be excited about what they have.
Fences, I'm a bad analogy guy, and Evan's going to flip when I say this because he knows it, but I'm a big Drake guy. He lost the battle to Kendrick, but everybody turned on him. Draymond Green, at one juncture last year, had DPOY in his hand, and then he didn't get the award. And I felt like, you know, how did that happen? And I'm not saying they didn't get it right, but where one is Draymond defensively? And am I wrong? Because he was the leader in the clubhouse almost, I was halfway at the end of halfway, right before the end, to where I go, this dude's about to get the DPOY. Where's Draymond defensively?
I mean, you just said it. He was in the conversation for the best defender in the NBA this year. I think that says a lot to his preparation.
Right.
You know, when you get older, you might get a step slower. What I've seen from Draymond is he's gotten so much smarter. He talked about how mentally he can win any game. And
mentally?
You understand that because he's always in the right position. Playing the center position as a guy who's 6'6 is very difficult. In the NBA, it's insane the amount of pressure that it brings on you. And he's been able to do that so effectively. I'm excited to see him paired with Al Horford. I'm excited to see him paired with Jimmy Butler again. I think that's going to let him be the four where he's natural, and he can be that guy that disrupts other offenses. Mm-hmm. He can be the guy to switch out on guards. And I think that one of the beauty of what Draymond does is the fact that if you're watching the game, and you have to really study the game to understand what he's doing. Because the things that he does, they say it doesn't show up on the stat sheet. The reason why it doesn't show up on the stat sheet is because he breaks up plays before they even happen. So you're not really seeing what that play is that the other team is running. But sometimes they put a guy out of position. The whole point of offense is you're trying to create an advantage. And Draymond on your team, he plays like he's two or three guys on the floor.
Yeah.
He's always everywhere. Takes a lot of conditioning, takes a lot of energy, and it says a lot about him and his preparation every year for him to be this guy that's still in the running for Defensive Player of the Year.
Well, before we get you out of here, Festus, we talked about Festus Feast a little bit.
I also know, man.
You do a lot of charity work here in the city, specifically with Vision C. Could you tell us some more about that?
Yeah, so, well, Festus Feast is something that I started. It's really about paying homage to the Bay and all the amazing, you know, qualities. Everybody, we're here in the middle of Pier 39, and looking at all these tourists. Everybody's coming here really enjoying the Bay. We just had the All-Star game here. We had the Super Bowl coming up. We just had the Laver Cup.
Yep.
We got World Cup next year. Like, the Bay is really on the rise, and I want to be a part of telling people this is where you go. This is where you go to support local businesses. We have to support our own. That's one. And then I love working with kids. I love working with people who don't have the same opportunities, and my job is to find ways to use my platform with basketball, the rooms that I get to sit in. I want to bring those resources to the younger kids and the younger generation. So it's called Vision C. We go to Africa. We're here in the Bay. We're all over the place. We work with kids and work with youth and trying to build the next generation of leaders.
That's beautiful, man.
Awesome, man. Well, we really appreciate your time.
Yeah,
we obviously appreciate your work.
Yeah, no doubt.
Every post-game for NBC Sports Bay Area and, of course, your contributions as a member of the Warriors. Thank you so much for joining us.
Of course, man. Cool. Guys, you have to look back behind
you. Yeah, I'm doing it already. You
guys are facing the wrong way.
I got some bad news for you, too. Vanderbilt, Alabama.
They're tied at seven.
That's not bad news. We're about to win.
All right. Well, let's go Commodores.
Let's go Doors.
Best is Azili. We got Bonta Hill coming up next on 95.7. Live from Pier 39, our Warriors preseason special. Evan Giddings, Daryl the Goober Johnson. We're back after this on 95.7 The Game.
We finally switched to T-Mobile because with them, we could be
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.